Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. As facts surrounding what some are calling Bridgegate come to light, let's look at public perceptions around New Jersey Governor Chris Christie with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
In general, is Christie nationwide more typically hailed for bluntness or berated for being a bully?
Well, those are good questions. One thing that we do know about Governor Christie is that he is exceedingly bipartisan already in his appeal, which is very interesting because the reports seem to indicate that one of the reasons he was so interested in Fort Lee was because he was trying to show more Democratic support, how bipartisan he was. He is that. Quinnipiac just came out with a new poll prior to his press conference, of course, which showed that he had a pretty high overall feeling thermometer on their scale, but he actually did very poorly among Republicans. He was buoyed up because he did so well among Democrats.
And, of course, when you play to the middle, you risk alienating those on both sides.
Well, that's the point. And in our polling last year, we remarked on the fact that he did remarkably well for Republican among Democrats, but not so well among Republicans. He had a higher unfavorable rating among Republicans and Democrats. So all of that suggests, yeah, he might do well in a general election, but his big problem seems to be with Republicans if he is going to or is able to go on and try to get the nomination in 2016.
Time will tell, though. In general, do Americans prefer those who work toward bipartisanship, or do they prefer those on the Republican and Democratic edges?
Well, of course, Americans like bipartisanship when it comes to Congress and getting things done. And when you want to win a general election, you obviously have to pull in from both sides in America today. But the big problem is the gauntlet of primaries. Look at what happened to Mitt Romney. He had to focus so much on trying to get the nomination through the primaries in 2012 that by the time he got the nomination later in the spring, he had lost a lot of ground trying to compete against Obama. So that would be someone like Christie's issue. How can you get through the Republican primaries where the Republicans who vote are very, very oriented towards more conservative-type candidates?
Pennsylvania is among the states where independents do not have the right to vote in primaries. How popular is the independent declaration?
Higher than we've ever seen it in Gallup history. 42% of Americans now say they are independent. And that's on the initial question. What are you, Democrat, Republican, or independent? That's as high as we've ever seen it in history. A lot of it occurred in the last part of last year as the government shut down and things like that happened. Americans just became less and less likely to want to associate with either of the two major parties when we call them up and ask them what you are.
Gaze into your crystal ball. What does that possibly portend for the upcoming November elections?
Good point. Now, Washington Post columnist wrote about our data and said, well, that may not be that important because those independents still lean one way or the other. But I think it has a lot of fascinating implications. It would suggest maybe there is more room for an independent, clearly more room for a candidate who's not as closely associated with the two major parties by his or her history, maybe a candidate's a little more anti-establishment. All of those things may play well this year when we know Americans are so negative on government, so negative on Congress, and now we see they're negative on the two major parties.
Are they so negative that they're leaning away from incumbents?
They absolutely are. Again, how about this for another historical mark? We asked this question, do you think most members of Congress deserve to be reelected? And then we ask, does your representative in Congress deserve to be reelected? Both of those are now at all-time lows. And, of course, how that plays out next fall is something that's going to be really fascinating to watch.
We have a moment left. Let's try to tie this all together with a bow. Are Americans any happier now than they've been with the way things are going?
Oh, sure. 23% of us are satisfied with the way things are going.
23.
That sounds like a bad number, but
me.
You know, it was as low as single digits back in 08. Just as Obama was about to get reelected, that's the lowest in history. So clearly it's up from that point and up from some points last year. And that's probably because the economy has been looking better. But still, 23%, do the math, Dave, means that about three-quarters of Americans continue to be dissatisfied with the way things are going in the U.S.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.